Ms. Ford, you're a longtime Wacoan who's served the community for quite some time. How has that set you up to be a quality candidate for Precinct 2?
Great question. Thank you. It's my background. I actually am political science degree from Baylor University. So I'm actually a politics nerd kind of for my base to begin with. And then I have worked as a small business owner for many years. I've also worked in nonprofit. And so basically my professional career has been serving others, whether I've been serving you a chicken salad sandwich back in the day, or I was serving and helping you and your pets have a better quality of life. So my service has run long and deep when it comes to my passion to help others. And so when the opportunity came around to be thinking about running for political office, that Precinct 2 seemed to be a good fit because, again, I'd be able to, again, still serve the county, still serve the residents in McLennan County, have my small business background experience, have the work that I've done with different boards and commissions and other nonprofits to really lift up the residents and hopefully improve the quality of life.
What's your connection to Precinct 2 that made you want to run for the open seat?
My husband and I, we live in Axtell, and I truly drive the unincorporated roads that the county commissioners, you know, maintain and repair. I truly, you know, drive those roads every day of my life. And I feel that there is some improvements that need to be made. And I think there is some good planning and strategic moves that we can make to improve not only our road systems, we can improve some of the other areas and departments in McLennan County to make it efficient and save some taxpayer money.
What's an example of some of those moves you'd like to try?
Oh, sure. There is a there is a payroll system that is being proposed at County Commissioner's Court for the last few months, and it's a payroll system that's going to streamline how employees clock in and out, and these are the county employees. Also, it is going to reduce error when it comes to submitting the payroll. I think it's going to create some efficiencies and again, bringing the whole system to a little bit more technology level that is matched with other businesses. So, no, you can't run a government like a business, no. But there are some parts and components that businesses have that make them successful that I think the county should incorporate so we can become more successful.
What are you thinking for maybe some more of the downtown areas of Waco that you'd like to see done as well?
With downtown, it actually is, you know, really a booming area. And so very funny, people ask when it comes to the precincts, they're like, I'm not sure what precinct I live in. I'm not sure, do I live in 1, 2, 3? And so and I understand because you live in a city council, you live in a JP, that some of them cross over. Your school district isn't the same and your neighborhood association isn't the same. So a lot of people don't realize where they live, but Precinct 2 does incorporate a lot of the actual downtown and one side of Austin Avenue, and it kind of hopscotches back and forth. So when it comes to that improvement, I would like to see where the economic incentives that we have, like with the riverfront and with other areas, there's economic incentives that the urban communities can benefit from when it comes to us providing tax incentive packages, employee incentive packages that, again, will directly affect Waco residents when, again, a lot of times our county services don't actually affect them, yeah, when it comes to the day-to-day. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of neat progress we can do because I'll tell you what, I don't want a single job, and as county commissioner, I'm going to work my darndest to make sure that there's not a single job that got overlooked for McLennan County and it went to Bell County or it went to Hill County. I don't want another single welder having to find another job in Falls County or Limestone County because they couldn't find one here closer to home.